This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The Greenfield District Fire Department will get much-needed improvements to its fire hall with $600,000 in provincial funding announced Monday by Queen's MLA and Emergency Management Minister Kim Masland.
This funding will help ensure that the people who protect this area have the space and the infrastructure that they need.
The support was part of almost $800,000 Masland announced for projects in Queens County at the Greenfield Fire Hall. The Greenfield Fire Department is planning a $1 million plus renovation and expansion to its fire hall and emergency bays. The work will ensure that the bays are the correct size for modern fire trucks. It will also create a dedicated bay for its rescue truck. Now, firefighters have to spend extra time driving a fire truck out of the bay to access the rescue truck. The whole building is also getting a facelift with new steel siding and other exterior improvements. The renovations will make the hall even more useful as a community gathering place and a registered comfort center, along with additional expanded and accessible washrooms and separate shower rooms. The kitchen is getting a major facelift. At the fire hall's popular fundraising breakfasts, volunteers can serve up to 300 people. With a new commercial kitchen, they'll be able to serve more than 100 people an hour. Chief Moyle Conrad told QCCR it will be the first time in 35 years that the fire hall has had significant work done.
For us as a fire department, it's going to make my firemen safer, be able to respond faster, and hopefully put a little more pride into their community.
The provincial contribution is on top of $200,000 from the Region of Queens Municipality and about $125,000 from the fire department's own fundraising efforts. Conrad said the department's volunteers will raise the rest of the money. Stuart Jenkins is a local business owner and municipal councillor for the area. He's also the project manager for the hall overhaul. He said the work will begin in a couple of weeks and be mostly finished by Christmas and likely wrapped up by April. Jenkins said the work is vital to ensure the fire hall can continue to support the community.
It's an important factor that we get the trucks out of the bays faster, and especially the specific trucks that need to go can go immediately instead of having to wait. And as far as the hall repairs and improvements, it's to become a center for people if they need it, if there's power outages or whatnot, they can stay close to home and still get fed and showered and taken care of.
Masland also announced just over $187,000 in funding on Monday for groups maintaining trails in Queens. The Queens Rails to Trails Association will get a little more than $144,000 for work on the Hunts Point Trail, including brushing, ditching, resurfacing, and culvert replacement. The group will also get a combined $25,000 in an annual maintenance grant for various trails in Queens. The Queens County ATV Association is receiving almost $18,000 for development of the new Deep Brook Trail, which will stretch from Highway 8 to River Road in Milton. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.